Earlham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you, this is one of our favourite guests. He's so charismatic and he's so important to the sporting community. Certainly here in Hertfordshire and certainly beyond. It's Cliff Crown, the chairman of the Bees, Brentford Football Club, ready, of course, as they are for the start of a new championship campaign. To talk about that and to reminisce about one of the biggest games in their history, which sadly ended a hurdle too far, it is, as I say, Cliff Crown. How are you, Cliff? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Tony. Recovered from the disappointment of the playoff final. And ready to start the new season.
Absolutely. And we will build on, I think, with a hell heap of positivity. But I do, of course, have to spin us back to that playoff final. Last time we spoke, we were building up the anticipation. And, of course, just one game away from the promised land of the Premier League. As you say, it finished Fulham the victors. And credit to them. Bit of a surreal game of football, though, I thought, watching it. Fulham were in the ascendancy for the most part, but obviously goalless after 90 minutes, and then three goals in extra time. Bit of a weird one.
Yeah, it was a bit. It was a very sort of cagey game. There really wasn't a huge amount to choose between the two teams. We did have an opportunity in the second half, which if we'd taken would have made things look very different.
Indeed.
End of the day, I think Fulham was slightly better than us on the night. It was very weird sitting in the Royal Box, just 20 of us, 10 from Brentford. Indeed. And 10 from Fulham in an empty stadium. So that was quite surreal. But, we just have to dust ourselves down and we've all had a chance to regroup, get a little bit of a break. And now we're looking forward to the new season. And I think we're undoubtedly one of the best teams in the league. And so we just need to go out and prove that. We certainly won't have the sort of start we had last year, I don't think. And therefore, if we have a good start, we can build on it.
Absolutely. We'll touch on that in just a second. You mentioned that a little break. I think emphasis on the little. Less than 30 days ago was that the playoff final. Just talk to me again. I appreciate the optimism and certainly mirror that back to you. But just talk to me a little bit about some of the, not issues, but I guess the scenario that Thomas Franks has had to manage in this very short amount of time, because inevitably there must have been a little bit of a sense of deflation after that. So how has he brought the team together and the squad together? And I guess now building forwards, feeling positive ahead of the return of the championship.
Yeah, I think the reality is that the players had had a lot of time off during lockdown. They came back, performed brilliantly well, won 7 in a row. And of course, whilst it wasn't to be ultimately, it was only 4 weeks ago. And so very quick break, back into training, a couple of pre-season friendlies, and quite a lot of the boys went off on international duty last weekend. And now they're all back, ready, raring to go. And the reality is that the statistics showed that Leeds and Brentford were the two best teams in the league last season. And by quite some margin, if you look at the stats.
Absolutely. We spoke about it, didn't we? Your amazing goal difference ratio. I think you had the best defensive record in the league and were second top goal scorers. So taking some of that rub into the season, we'll certainly see you there or thereabouts.
Absolutely. And we have to rely on that positivity and remember how well we did overall. And as I say, we should make a much better start this year than we did last year. And we take that positivity into the new season, and we just need to hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very confident you'll do that. We'll build up to this big fixture away at Birmingham in just 1 second. Do have to discuss, though, because obviously in the off-season, it is the transfer window. It is a merry-go-round. And a new signing, I think a very exciting one, comes in. Ivan Tovey, he actually was the top scorer last season in League One for Peterborough. I think he's highly rated by Thomas Frank. I think I get this sense that he's very much a Brentford-type player. Just give me your initial impressions from Tony and your expectations for him coming into what was a very high-scoring team last season.
Well, we always plan ahead. So we knew that there was a reasonable chance that Ollie Watkins would mm-hmm. move on. And as you may have heard, he's signed for Villa. And so we brought in Ivan Tony as a direct replacement. Mm-hmm. He's a proven goal scorer. He's done it at the lower levels. And we believe that he has the ability and the right temperament to go and do that at Championship. And so it's a straight like-for-like replacement. Someone who is a fox in the box who can score goals.
Reading Thomas Frank's description of him, he says he really likes what he's seen. He's a proven goal scorer, as I say, 24 goals from 32 games last campaign. But he says he's good playing up the last line, and he's certainly going to contribute to link-up play too. But they are big shoes to fill, aren't they, Ollie Watkins? We spoke about the famed BMW. He was, of course, the Championship top scorer last season, equal with the Fulham striker Mitrovic with 26. He's been a great servant, and I suppose that was always going to be a prospect, as you alluded to, given that form, and obviously a young man with massive ambitions in the game. We wish him well, linking up again with Dean Smith at Villa. But I guess your thoughts on the legacy that Watkins leaves as one of the famed BMW.
Absolutely. He had a fantastic season. He's a really lovely boy, really hardworking, and just a really good person to have around the group. So we'll miss him, that's for sure. But as I say, we're confident in the fact that Ivan Tony is a direct replacement. Mm-hmm. And certainly if he can be anywhere near as good as Ollie was, then we'll be fine.
What I really like about the Tony signing, again, I think you've got a really good value, actually, is that there is that sense, I wouldn't say kind of chip on the shoulder, I think that'd be phrasing it wrongly, but the sense that, you know, he is stepping up a level. So there is a certain element of something to prove there. And that kind of quality really ties in, I think, with a Brentford ethos, whereby you identify these, you know, talented players from all over the globe and then really give them an opportunity to step up, to raise their game, and in turn, raise the whole element and fighting qualities of the club. Just thoughts briefly on that point.
Absolutely. He has all the attributes that we were looking for in a striker to replace Ollie. And so his record last season, the fact that he links up play well, that he's another one who works very hard for the team. Mm-hmm. And we feel that he will do a really good job for us. And also, we've assigned Charlie Good, who was Northampton Town skipper and player of the season in League Two. So that helps shore up the defence, albeit that defensively we were very good last year. But, you know, with injuries, potentially, we always need to have a good person to come in. And so we feel like the squad is equally strong and therefore more than capable of going one better this season.
And of course, that will be the aim. Before we move on to tangible things, there, obviously we are in this crazy transfer window period until kind of early October. I was reading about a target, which again sounds to me like another kind of to the manner born Brentford type. Robin Husk, Nuremberg winger, under 21 Germany international, 10 goals from 31 games. Last season. Again, pacey guy, again, a workhorse. Any news on that, or is that still very much paper talk at this time?
Yeah, I think at the moment that's just paper talk. So nothing to report.
We watch this space. I'm sure there'll be one or two more comings and goings before it's all said and done. Crazy period, isn't it, this transfer window time, though? It must be, again, like you say, you do all the forward planning. But I guess until the window closes, there's always that sense that, oh, I just wish we could make sure we know, nailed down who is our team and vice versa. Is it a nervy period?
I wouldn't say it's a nervy period because we have a pretty good idea of who is potentially likely to leave, and therefore we know who we need to replace. The challenge this year is because of COVID, the window doesn't close internationally till the 5th of October and nationally the 19th of October. We're starting the season on the 12th of September. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you've got quite a long period between the start and of the season and the closure of the transfer window. But that's primarily to help clubs who obviously have had a really tough time over the last 6 months and give them every opportunity to sell players and get some money in the bank to help fund the clubs after what has been such a difficult period. So it's a balance that you have to weigh up between the benefits for certain clubs, but also the health of the league as a whole. Mm-hmm. On balance, we feel that this is the best thing for the league because it gives clubs that little bit more of opportunity to bank some money and sell some players.
Cliff, honestly, I really appreciate talking to you always. You are one of life's pint half full gentlemen. It is appreciated. Just before we build up, of course, we must to Saturday the 12th away at Birmingham. It gets underway for real. You mentioned a few pre-season games. What I like and what I think could well be very positive was the fact that it was a competitive match. The first one, of course, sadly, of course, at this moment in time, no fans could be there. But at the wonderful new Brentford Community Stadium, it got off with a bang and a win in the EFL Cup. Another hard-fought victory. It finished 1-1, a victory 4-2 on pens, though. Nevertheless, it must have been sweet to open the stadium, granted no fans, with a win in the Cup.
Yeah, it was obviously, for me, it was our first competitive game. It's a stadium which I've been very heavily involved in over last 10 years. I was part of the team that bought the land where the stadium's been built. I was there on the night that we gained planning permission at Hounslow Council back in December 2013. So it's taken a long time to get to this stage. Lots of ups and downs and plenty of challenges along the way. So to actually see it open and watch our first game in there was a very special moment. As a game of football, it wasn't so great, but we were missing quite a lot of players away on international duty. But at least we ended up with a win on penalties and now face Southampton away in the next round of the Carabao Cup.
Great shout, of course, the Saints, not of St. Albans City, but of Southampton. Could have been a Premier League fixture, couldn't it? But so close. Briefly again, your thoughts ahead of that one. And I know, and I appreciate and we're excited for it. The focus is, of course, on the league. But there is something to be said for a good cup run, isn't there?
Yes, particularly for the fans. They always love a good cup run. But it is challenging, particularly this season, because there are many more matches to fit in a short period of time. We're playing virtually every single midweek throughout the main part of the season. So we will need to use the squad, of course, for the cup teams. But you're right, we have to concentrate on the league. And that starts with Birmingham away.
It does. 12:30 kickoff on Saturday the 12th. Just literally a day away now. This fixture last season finished 1-1. I think we can forget the history books though now, can't we, with such a surreal time. Weird season for Birmingham last season. Historically a big team. Of course, they've had Premier League status in recent seasons. Last season though, finished just 2 points clear of the relegation zone. They will be keen to improve upon that. They'll be up for a new campaign. It's a tricky fixture, but we said it before, haven't we, Cliff? There's no easy games in the Championship, is there?
No, absolutely no easy games at all. We actually played Birmingham at home on the first game of last season, and we hit the woodwork three times, dominated the match and lost 1-0 to a freak header from 18 yards out. So that just shows you what can happen in football. Birmingham have brought in a new manager, Ito Karanka, and he'll obviously be keen to start with a win. So it won't be an easy game, but we can go there full of positivity and with a full strength side, and we'll do what we can to come away with 3 points.
Absolutely, because we've discussed and you've identified yourself tonight. It was a inadequate start to last season, wasn't it? And then it turned the corner with a crucial win against Millwall, leading to that great run and that great record, as you've discussed. Momentum is a critical thing, though. And if you look back in hindsight, a better start, and we could be chatting start of Premier League now, couldn't we? I know ifs and buts and those sweet, sweet nuts. But just give me an insight, not necessarily for 3 points. I know you're gunning for it, but just the importance of getting the season off to a real positive start.
Yeah, sure. The last 34 games, we got 66 points. And that is undoubtedly promotion form. So that's what the aim is to get an average of 2 points a game. We start away at Birmingham and then at home to Huddersfield. So that's two games where we want to try and get 6 points on the board. But frankly, anything better than the start we made last season is going to put us in good stead. And as you say, that Millwall game was a pivotal moment for us, as we were 2-0 down with 11 minutes to go and looking at potentially falling into the bottom three. And then we scored three goals in 11 minutes. And from there, we really kicked on and performed really well. So we also have to remember that six of our players last season had never played in the Championship before. So they've now got the experience of playing in the Championship, which everybody says is a really, really tough league. And it is, no question. So the benefit of that 1 year experience, I think, will also have quite a big factor on our performances.
Cliff, we're excited to trace your progress this season. We're excited. We think it's going to be a big one. It's always a pleasure to enjoy time in your company. Both myself, the whole team at Rome Sports, wishing the team well for that away clash at St. Andrews. Birmingham versus Brentford, 12:30 kickoff, gets the Championship underway. But for tonight, thank you ever so much again for your time and company. All the best to you and everybody involved with the Bees.
Thanks, Tony, and good luck, and have a great season to all of your listeners.